But that will be included. But just generally speaking, we're looking at an August election. We're doing those, working with our staff internally on those requests. We'll be getting public input on those probably after spring break, kind of the end of the school year. Our school board would have to approve that resolution in June. We'll probably target the May school board meeting, so there'll be time. And we'll work through the proper protocols to get those public input in the spring. But yes, that is what we're looking for, is about to remain on that bond issue cycle of every 2 years, and smaller bond issues, keeping our property taxes flat.
Very good. So this bond issue, do you have an amount in mind, or is that something that still
we're still working on that too. Okay. You know, so that's been that's part of the process. You know, there's some issue. For example, our transportation number, you know, we're in pretty good shape on our transportation fleet, so that number's probably going to be a little bit smaller, but we anticipate similar allocations for things like, you know, maintenance and curriculum and transportation. We also have some things for activities, but we're still working through that to determine what the size of it's going to be.
So right now we just have the general idea, and we'll parse it down a little bit later, but what you'd really like to have, of course, like you said, textbook, technology,
sure,
and possibly some farm animals.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, the facility where we could have those. That's right. That's exactly right, too. We also have safeties included there, too.
Yes.
You know, people have probably noticed by the high school we have a new crossing light. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to get started at one at Central Middle School. And, you know, our security cameras, all different types of things. Those things that can be you purchased using bond funds, we want to continue with. That way we don't have to rely on state funding for those things to tap the general fund.
Well, that's good. You know, it's nice to get that kind of out there so that folks know that it is something that's being considered, something that is being looked into, and especially if you have children at the school or your kids are about to be in school.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not going to let the thing, you know, fall into disrepair.
And, you know, I think about our journey on the technology wise. We've come a long way since 2016. And I think obviously with the pandemic has magnified the need for that. Just the world is changing in terms of technology. So, and the reality is you have to continue to invest in those things. And we will continue to do that to make sure that our kids have the tools that they need to be successful.
Now, let's take a look at technology real quick, and then we'll go on to the whole list of other things that we've got going on. Talk about the FAST curve and just really putting this into overdrive. The COVID-19 thing, this was something we were looking at, you know, the Chromebooks for everybody. Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe someday we'll use them. Well, that someday came pretty darn fast. And hats off to your staff and to the kids. I know it was hard in the beginning, but they seem to have this thing pretty well down pat.
I'm really so proud of our staff because you're right. It's been a huge upswing. You know, we had a plan to be one-to-one in terms of a device for every kid for our middle school and high school. We were there, and we're moving towards possibly with our upper elementary. Obviously, the pandemic changed everything. And so I think advantages of that, it forced us to invest in technology so that all children could have a device, and then also more equally as important that all children would have access to the internet. And so we've done that with a combination of bond funds, grant funds, local private funds. And so but I think overall what's amazing, when I walked the halls, I was in five schools yesterday, and it's amazing how far our teachers have come. You know, this was something that we knew we needed to improve on in terms of using technology. But right now, this year, because we're forced into it, we're probably where I'd hope we'd be in 3 to 5 years from now, because we had to. And so, and we'll continue to make improvements in those areas. I know that obviously dealing with the pandemic, as we get into the next school year, you know, our scheduling is going to be so much easier. You know, we were such a challenge right before school year when we were shifting the numbers of students into distance learning and figuring out how we're going to staff that. And so, matter of fact, we're just doing for our staff, their intent to return for next year. And part of those questions is how many of those are interested in being a distance learning teacher? You know, right now we have about 13% of our kids are at home, and we think that number will probably decrease, but there's definitely going to be a need for that across the board.
Sure.
And the key, just like everything, it's all about the teacher. You know, it's all about having the right teacher in the classroom and making sure they're trained appropriately.
Good. What else we have on our agenda today?
Yeah, just a few things wanted to mention. First of all, I know Lindell Fields, my friend out Tri-County, announced his that he's going to retire at the end of the year, and he'll definitely be missed. And you know, Tri-County is great partners with us. We send a couple hundred kids every day from the high school go over there, and I wish Lindell the best. I know he'll continue to do great things, and I'll just miss having him around. So congratulations to Lindell, and I know they'll continue to do great things. You know, on the pandemic side, we're obviously probably not a whole lot new to share. I know we're always still looking for substitutes and bus drivers. So if those folks, any folks are out there, they can come and go through that process to get them plugged in. We can still use that. Obviously we're tracking everything. I don't anticipate where we'd have another district-wide shift to distance learning. I mean, no, I don't know if that for certain, but I don't anticipate that happening. However, in terms of our, I could see that happening at a specific site. You know, we are tracking those. We're kind of using that 30% number would be the number. If there was 30% of your students or staff that were in quarantine or isolation, that would be kind of one reason that we'd want to shift that school, a particular school. So hopefully we won't need to, but that is obviously these coming weeks we think are probably going to be the most challenging for us. But we're hanging in there. Our staff's doing really well. I also wanted to share that our staff, we gave our staff, those that had some health concerns or had concerns about being in person, gave them the opportunity to teleteach. And we have 10 of those kind of on a weekly basis. I know I happened to be walked by one of our middle schools yesterday, and that was actually happening. So in other words, we have a substitute in the classroom with the kids. We have the teachers actually on video instructing the kids, which is really pretty amazing, the world that we're in now, to be able to do that. But, you know, because we're trying to find that balance, so obviously keeping number one, we want to keep everyone safe, but to keep our kids in person on what's the best we can do to working with our staff. So we had about 10 of our teachers doing that this week, and we have over 400, so it's not a very large number, but in terms of teachers, but we are doing that to help keep our kids in school and our staff safe, feeling good about being there. Also wanted to mention that teacher job fair. That's something that we are planning on having. It may look a little different this year, but March 6th, mm-hmm. We're going to have that at the high school in the commons area. I mean, there'll be social distance requirements and face coverings, those types of things. But we will be getting information out about that job fair. It's on mm-hmm. Saturday, March 6th, talking about teaching positions for the next year. Also wanted to mention, typically, we have our Teacher of the Year ceremony has been usually in mid-February, traditionally has been. We're going to shift that a little bit. We're going to shift that to early May, mm-hmm. and we're actually looking at making that an outdoor event, mm-hmm. Looking at using Dungeness Stadium, which will be a really fun we think of a great venue for it. You know, we have some large amount of covered seating, and so just wanted folks to be aware of that. We do plan to have that to honor our teachers. Our foundation is really ones that put that on for us. They help run that event for us, and so we're so thankful for their support. And I think I've gotten through about everything. Oh, I did want to mention too, we do have a construction project going on over at the Education Service mm-hmm. Center. If people happen to go by and see that, what that is we've the Will Rogers, the former Will Rogers Elementary School, our friends at Past Independence, they own that school. Mm-hmm. We have been using some of that space for our technology department, so we are moving them over to the Education Service Center. So we're adding some space over there to do that. That project is coming along very well. The facility side should be done around spring break, and then we'll shift the technology department servers and things probably that first week in June. So that's what's happening there. And then as a reminder, that we'll be, you know, we're talking about next year. I mean, in terms of planning for next year. So I want to remind all of those parents that have four-year-olds or children that are going to be, or maybe their parents that had pre-kindergarten age kids this year but chose to keep the kids home because of concerns. So just to be aware that we'll be enrolling soon here in the upcoming weeks mm-hmm. for next year. And that's the one number that's a challenge for us, because obviously we don't know how many of those kids are out there. So we encourage them to be prepared to, they can go on our website if they have any question about which elementary school, district they live in. Mm-hmm. They can go through that process of contacting that school to get them enrolled. So I'm making sure that'll be coming out here just in the coming, probably here in February. So we really want to encourage them to do that. And then last thing I'm going to miss, obviously, our winter activities. You know, we had a basketball game last night with Ponca City, and I'm so thankful that our kids are getting to have that experience, you know, with our basketball. And, you know, a big part of of school or those activities. That's part of it. And so I'm very pleased that our kids have had that opportunity. I mean, there's some things that are a little bit different, but overall, you know, we're able to have those safely. And so really pleased with that. I wanted to mention, obviously, our spring sports will be coming, you know, our winter sports are going to be ending here pretty quick, you know, here in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I was looking at our calendar, and I know that I'm glad that our spring activities will be able to continue, because last year, you know, at spring break, we had the statewide, well, actually really nationwide, those were shut down. So really glad that our...
Right in the middle of everything.
Exactly right. So really glad those kids are going to have the opportunity to participate in all those. So, well, Tom, that's a lot of information. I think I got through my list.
I do want to go back and have the folks who may have just heard the very last part of the first part of our appointment coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thank you. So Ms. Kinder Shamhart is going to be appointed. We be appointed to our school board today. And Kinder has been in Bartlesville since 2004. Her and her husband have been here. She's practicing attorney here in town. They have two children at Ranch Height. She's involved in their PTO organization there, and thinks she'll be a great member of our board, and we look forward to her joining our team.
All righty. I want to thank you very much for dropping by. I know you got a million things to do, and we're just kind of one of them, but
you
I appreciate it. Thank
Happy
you very
to share,
much.
Tom. Thank you.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships